السلام عليكم.
ني هاو.
مع السلامة.
أوي. هالو.
ني
سلام. هالو.
هالو.
Hello. Hi. How are you? Welcome to International Student Stories. I am your host, Simon Hamlin. Great to have you here for part two of our two-part interview with Paige Steffi. In our first interview with Paige, we learned about what led her to the current path she is on, which is helping international students through her work at Unibuddy, a company focused on student ambassadors. In our interview today, we touch on so many powerful themes, including the hope we get from seeing the student journey, the energy, enthusiasm, and tenacity of students, and the value of international students connecting with each other. And it all points back to the importance of international students. Paige talks about her passion for education, how her own education overseas in the UK has served her so well, and we expand on a key topic from last episode, which is empathy, really putting ourselves in the shoes of other people. One quick program note, Paige is part of an energized and dynamic organization, so you may hear slight background sounds on occasion during the interview. Before we start the interview, I want to ask for your help. We want as many people as possible to hear these inspirational stories. There are a couple ways you can help. You can subscribe and follow us. That way you're notified whenever we release new episodes. You can rate us. We love 5-star ratings. You can share the podcast with others by clicking on share. And if you're feeling extra motivated, write us a review. Go ahead and pause this episode to take action. Thank you for your help. Here is Paige Steffi's International Student Story. Welcome back, Paige.
Hello.
Hello. All right, we're in part two of our two parts. Before we get into your work in the international student industry, your industry insights, I want to go back to a little of your background. I forgot to ask you, your last name's Steffi.
Yes, it is.
Steffi, it's like St. Stephen, and it means crown. Is that, am I on the right track? And what's your background? Is it German descent or something else?
Yeah, so my family is primarily on my dad's side, Dutch and English. So that would track 100%.
Okay. And we talked about, which is appropriate, in the last episode, we talked about Princess Diana.
100%.
So it's all making sense. Again, we talked about these little dots and connecting the dots. I get why Princess Diana is in there. You want to wear a crown because it's part of your name.
Oh, Simon.
Right? Connections.
Connection points. Amazing. We're vibing. It's
Boom.
Great.
All right. To the, well, it might not be the more important stuff. All of this is equally important, but to the topic at hand, I will say, why is international education so important to you?
I think international education to me is the something that I always come back to. It's something that I think inevitably expands the minds of especially students who are able to do that from maybe the United States out to another country or coming here to the United States from another country. I guess that encompasses all of them, if you will. But I think it's so important, as we were kind of discussing in the last episode, to really inspire that empathy piece and really helping us as a human people better understand each other and better recognize that even though we live in an age where information is shared very freely or mostly freely across social media and things like that, you can never really know what it's like to live in another country until you do that. So when I think about the opportunity for students who are at that younger, hopefully, well, and even at a mature student age of 26, to really get that chance to open their minds, I think that's something that's always worthwhile.
You keep talking about empathy, which I love. Mm-hmm. And yes. I always equate empathy to then being able to really that's like the foundation for solving a lot of world problems, a lot of the issues that we're going through. If we see this through, where through international education, education in general, creating more empathy, ultimately solving some bigger issues, which also plays into your psychology background, because that's really what a lot of psychology is about. Are there one or two key issues that you're most passionate about that you would love to see solved through starting with that empathy?
I think I can frame it well through the view of Unibuddy itself as a company. Our company was founded and is still currently like mainly based in the UK. And so one thing that I have noticed as I've worked here for about 2.5 years at this point is that the fact that I went to school in the UK allows me to more easily make connections and empathize with my British coworkers. And it helps me to provide a little bit of a bridge, if you will, between our US office and our UK office. There have been a couple of times where I have had to explain like British slang to our American colleagues, and vice versa. And that's the kind of more trivial side of that bridge. But then, as we were referencing in the last episode, kind of being able to more easily understand the issues that both countries face and allow a more inclusive dialogue is the wording that I'm going to use in between the two offices. So helping our UK colleagues understand the insurance structure here in the US and kind of helping our US colleagues understand the way that the national healthcare system works in the UK. It comes down to people just not knowing because they haven't experienced that. And I think if you take that to a macro level, if you think about the compassion that could be inspired across the globe, if there was more opportunity for us to better understand each other as a people, I think you could find yourself solving a lot of problems. You could find yourself being able to be more creative, to come up with different solutions to problems, because you can more easily put yourself in the shoes of a person who you maybe didn't have the ability to understand. And the other side of that that I haven't really touched on super well in my like long rambling answers to your questions is that I think being an international student also provides you with a basic skill set to meet new people and meet them with that empathy in mind, right? So when I go to another country now, even if I'm traveling abroad, I have this perspective of being able to say, I wonder what life is like for these people on a day to day. I wonder what it is like to live in this country.
Instead of imposing our will on them and going in and like, okay, this is different from what I know, I want to change that. It's more being open to this new way of doing it and embracing that.
100%, right? You're not walking into a restaurant thinking that it's going to be a US restaurant because you know that's not the case. And you can meet that with excitement and curiosity rather than judgment at the end of the day.
You've got a really unique perspective on students because you've seen it from a few different sides. Mm-hmm. Being a student yourself, an international student yourself, you've worked within a school at Willamette University on the admissions side. Now you're at an ed tech company. How has being on the ed tech side of things and all that other experience you had leading up to it, how has that changed or adjusted your perspective on the international student experience?
It's a really cool thing to be able to see from this side of the desk, because I feel that when you boil us all down into like our most base nature, if you will, all international students, I feel, are going out for very similar things. They want to feel accepted in the country that they have gone to for school, and they want to better themselves in some way through education. And that is something that is a through line through every institution that I work with, through every experience that I had with students at Willamette, and through my own experience as well. You want to feel like you could have a home in the country you go to, and you want to learn something while you're there. Like, it's that simple.
And at Unibuddy, you're in the business of student ambassadors, peer to peer, say that 10 times quick, support. Why are student ambassadors so vital to the decision-making process for prospective students?
Yeah, I think it comes down to that connection piece. When students are taking that leap of coming from their home country to a new country, they want to have at least some assurance that there is someone on that campus who has had a similar experience to them, and that there are support systems in place for them at that campus, and that they can confirm that through a real life person who is not entirely obliged to say good things about the university, right? Like, you want to hear about, like, true tea, if you will, about what it's actually like on campus at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday night. Like, what does that look like for me? And there's only one group of individuals really who can tell you that, and it's student ambassadors.
They're like the truth serum people.
Yes, exactly. 100%. And it was something truly that I would tell students over and over again when I was at the universities I worked at, talk to a current student. And that's why I love what we do at Unibuddy here so much, and why I'm so passionate about working at Unibuddy, is that we try our best as a company to make that process easier. When I reflect on my experience going to Royal Holloway, even with the experience that I had as a recruiter, I knew in my head, I was like, I want to talk to a current student. I want to hear from someone who, you know, is an international student like me. And Royal Holloway did their best. They didn't have Unibuddy quite yet. So, you know, I was connected via email to a student who wasn't in my program, but was an international student. And we exchanged one or two emails, but it didn't really go any deeper than that. And I think one of the things that Unibuddy really gives students the kind of agency to do themselves is to select that ambassador for themselves, because you can go to our platform, you can filter for the programs you're interested in, you can filter for your country, you can connect with multiple ambassadors that maybe personify those things that you want to know the most about. And I really think that that, in retrospect, as I always think about my own journeys, right, like, that is something that I would have really appreciated and would take advantage of as kind of someone who maybe would go back to school at one point. And I think that it's something to any and all potential international students that are listening to this podcast. If you take one thing from this, it would be do your best to talk to a current student and be insistent about it. Like, if you don't get the response from the admission office, find a way to talk to a student somehow. And you won't regret that at the end of the day.
Do you have a couple of student stories that you could share with us? Maybe something, one or two, that have really stood out as inspiring student stories that you've come across, whether it's through your work at Unibuddy or elsewhere?
The first one that pops into my mind when I think about inspiring student stories was this student that I chatted with when I worked at Willamette. He was going to be an international student who was going to come from Mexico to the state of Oregon. He had just one of the coolest, like, experiences and backgrounds of a student that I have really thought of or heard of in my entire career. He was very interested in what was called, and I'm going to butcher the science here because, as previously stated, psychology major for yourself. Hard science is not my area of expertise, but he was an expert in the field of aquaponics, which basically, as he described to me, was the way that you, like, create energy through water and plants in some way. I'm butchering it, like I said, but it was a very fascinating subject area. And he just came to me with these like big dreams of wanting to go to Willamette because he'd heard about the chemistry department there. And he knew that it was going to be something that would be really influential in the work that he was already doing. And it was awesome to watch his kind of through line at the institution and see him ultimately come to campus and really thrive there. And when I think about the connections that we had, I was fortunate enough to have a student in my office who was an international student, not from Mexico, but from South America. And so we were able to connect the two of them, and they had a really rich conversation about what it meant to be at a liberal arts institution in the United States and what that would look like for this student. And it was information that I was never going to be able to give that student as the recruiter. Like, it was my job to help them with their, you know, process of going to our international recruiter and really talking through the visa, but I couldn't tell him what a chemistry class was like. And I knew that was something that he needed to know in order to feel confident in his decision. And so it was like a very beautiful, like, kismet thing within the universe that he just happened to walk into my office. And so I got to witness this process of him deciding to come to the US, and it was so cool. And then from the kind of opposite perspective of me being the international student who was asked the question, this was a space where the old crone on the
You keep saying that, the mature old student, and it makes me feel really old if you're saying 26 is old.
I was 26. I think
so. Go a little easy on that.
She's a spring chicken. She really is. But, you know, this student was looking at an undergraduate program in psychology, and she was going to be coming to the university from India. And she really had questions about what it was like on campus. Did I feel safe there? What was the transportation like? And we talked, I kid you not, for like a full week back and forth, just her asking me these questions and me sending her bus schedules and helping her understand what the psychology department kind of like looked like and sending her contacts and things. And it just, for me, always stands out as one of those interactions where you just felt like, I feel like this is really good. Like, I'm excited for this student. I'm excited that I'm here at this moment to be able to do what I can to help her. And I think that she appreciated that type of engagement from me as well, because it just felt like we got to this point where we really, like, the rapport back and forth, she was like, Paige, what's going on? Like, I have a question for you. And it was just like this really like beautiful, trusting relationship. And I think that that's something that every international student deserves. And it was a really beautiful thing to be part of, ultimately.
And we need more hopeful messages and hope in the world. I'm curious, what are the things with your interactions with students, with your observations with students? To me, that's always a really hopeful place to be. It's our future, yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
What is it about those that give you hope for our future?
Yeah, I think it's one of these things about Gen Z that is, it's really beautiful because, like you said, I have so much hope when I interact with the students that were born into that generation, because they have this kind of genuine openness and authenticity about them that I don't think I possessed until I was well past my mature student age of 26. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate the way that the students nowadays approach problems. There is nothing, it seems like, to them that is insurmountable. And I think that type of energy is something that is so needed in today's society. I think we have this tendency to feel tired and beaten down. And when you interact with the students nowadays, it's like, oh, this is it. This is the type of excitement that gets me riled up again too. You know what I mean? It's so wonderful to see the ways that they have hope for the world too. And I think that we as older folks can like latch onto that a little bit and take that into.
For sure. What are some things you think we can do to help support students make their experience better so that they can bring about these changes in the world?
Yeah, I think for me, it comes back to that through line that we've been talking about through these past two podcasts, really, is just from our space as older people, recognizing and having empathy for the fact that, you know, we may not have gone through exactly the same things that these students are going through, but we can recognize similar hope within them that we had maybe once upon a time as well. And I think doing our best as adults not to squash that hope, doing our best to foster it instead, that's something that I have to consistently remind myself of, that it is more important to be inspired and to be lit up by these students rather than trying to douse the fire that's inside of them. I think that's like the dance that we as adults have to do and have a kind of like a calling to do, if you will.
Yeah. What inspires you most right now in the way international education, so students who are trying to come to the U.S. and the system that we have set up, what inspires you most about that system, makes you feel confident in the system? And on the flip side, what are some things that we can improve just systematically that could help with the experience?
Such a good question. I think the thing that always inspires me when I'm working in the international space is the tenacity with which international students go after an education here in the US. It is truly inspiring to receive messages from students who say, I want to give this a try. Like, I want to come to the US. I want to learn from these institutions that I'm reaching out to. Like, help me, you know, help me figure it out, type of a thing. And that leads me quite naturally into the things that I think that we, as especially a US education system, could do better. I do feel like there's a space for streamlining the application process. I think there is a space for making those systems more transparent and more easy to understand, especially when it comes to the type of testing and the ways that we evaluate international students. I know that I, again, speak from a place of like quite immense privilege working at an ed tech company and not at a university. I am very sensitive to the fact that those processes are multifaceted and very complicated for like an immense multitude of reasons. But I do think that if we are going to focus ourselves on trying to provide opportunity, it's kind of inevitable that we have to take a look at the way that we encourage students to interact with our education system and try and make it a little bit easier.
If you could wave your Harry Potter magic wand and project into the future, where do you see things going in the international student education industry in the next 5, 10, 20 years?
Yeah, so what I will say from just the trends that we have seen at Unibuddy as a whole, obviously the international market took a little bit of a hit for the past 2 years for reasons that we are all just stunningly aware of. So the positive side of that, though, is that we are seeing those application rates pick up again. We did not necessarily see a decrease in interest from international students. It was just a matter of trying to figure out how they would get here. And so when I think about looking into the future, I certainly hope that we will continue to see the same levels of excitement and engagement from international students, if not potentially have that increase a little bit. But like I was saying too, I do think that there is some inevitable work that we as a country or as states individually need to do to reckon with how we then support those students once they arrive here and how we support them in that application process. And that's something that even my Harry Potter magic wand does not have a perfect answer for ultimately, and cannot easily predict what that would end up looking like.
Well, for my last question, then, let's go to something that you can give us a more definitive answer. What are you most grateful for right now in your life and in your work in the international student industry?
Oh, now I'm going to get like misty thinking about it, but I genuinely am extremely grateful for the opportunities that were afforded to me as I grew up, to have the opportunity to go to a school like UC Davis that really inspired me to want a global education at a baseline level because there were a lot of international students there. I'm grateful to my friend Katie, who inspired me to go to the UK. And I am very grateful to Royal Holloway for the education that I received there and for the opportunity to be connected with Unibuddy. I think back and I get a little overwhelmed at how perfectly all of those things had to tie together in order for me to be here genuinely, like sitting with you chatting today. And it's something that I don't think can be overstated. It wouldn't have happened if I hadn't walked through those doors, right? Like it wouldn't have happened. So I'm very grateful for that.
I am grateful that you are here with us today and that you are here in this industry and helping international students. And I can't thank you enough. It's always so much fun talking with you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you again for listening to International Student Stories. And thank you to our team for putting together this episode. Stories are meant to be shared. So please pass the story on to a friend or family member who needs to hear a good story. A few other quick notes. I invite you to check out the show notes if you want more details on some of the topics discussed in this episode. For all the latest podcast news, stop by our website, studyintheusaglobal.com/podcast. That's studyintheusaglobal.com/podcast. Subscribe to the International Student Stories podcast to be alerted on new episodes. And contact us if you know of a current or former international student whose story needs to be shared with the world. Goodbye for now, be well, and much love to each and every one of you.